RadioArchives.com presents Ravenwood, Stepson of Mystery, Volume 4. Read for you by Joe Formicella. Ravenwood, Stepson of Mystery, Volume 4 is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
The Rabbi Scourge by Dwayne Dowers. "Inspector! Inspector! Over here!" called a shadowy figure tucked under the entrance to the mausoleum in an effort to stay dry in what was turning out to be a hell of a storm. "Shut your mouth, you fool! I see you," whispered Inspector Horatio Stagg. "And get that flashlight out of my eyes." Inspector Stagg was awakened with a start at 2:45 a.m. with an unsettling report of a grave being vandalized in Queens. It was the kind of thing that was disturbing in the best of times, but these weren't the best of times, and there wasn't anything normal about this call. For the last week, it had been as if someone had torn the sky in half and offended the heavens, causing all of God's wrath to be poured out in wind and rain and hail and in freakish occurrences. Inspector Stagg shined his flashlight into the mausoleum. Its dark oak doors were splintered and ripped from their hinges, revealing muddy footprints that led into its dark recesses. There were two sets of footprints that seemed to move in and out of the monument, and then a third set that was almost indiscernible. "What happened here?" asked Stagg. The patrolman started to answer, but the inspector cut him off. "That was a rhetorical question." The inspector raised his flashlight overhead and read the name that was hewn into the stone of the mausoleum. It read Miseria. "For the love of everything that is holy," spat out Stagg. "I'm guessing that's Joe Miseria, the dead mob boss."
"Yes, sir, I believe so," responded the patrolman.
"Shut up. I wasn't asking you," blurted out Stagg. "Of all the dead ginnies in this godforsaken place, they picked Joe Miseria's tomb to mess with."
"It's a little more than that, sir," said the patrolman.
Rain poured into the mausoleum, causing the already unsavory smell of death to wrap about you like a pungent shroud choking the air from your lungs. The patrolman gagged and felt his supper lurch forward. Inspector Stagg dismissed him with a wave of his hand. He reached into his overcoat pocket and pulled out a half-eaten bag of peanuts. They were stale and most likely had been hidden away in his coat for several weeks, but the salty crunch provided a needed distraction from the grisly scene. Stagg looked down into the open coffin of former mob boss Joe Miseria. "They cut off his head," Stagg mumbled out loud, but there was no one around to hear him. Stagg raised a bag of peanuts to his lips again, taking in a mouthful. "His hands are missing," he whispered, pushing at the torso of Miseria with his flashlight. "They disemboweled him as well," said Stagg. "This city is a diseased lot, full of deranged pukes." Stagg turned to walk out of the mausoleum, and his gaze fell upon a tall specter standing across from the tomb. His eyes were burned brilliantly despite the torrential rains.
"Hey, stop!"
Stagg yelled as he pushed his way out of the mausoleum, but the shade was gone.
"I've got to get going," she said as she eyed the alarm clock sitting on the dresser. It read 4 a.m. "If you leave, you will break my heart," said Ravenwood.
His eyes flashed green, reflecting an insatiable appetite for the curvy redhead that was pulling away from his grasp.
"Stay, and I will have Sterling fix you an unbelievable omelet. You really can't beat the fresh tomatoes and peppers. He grows them himself." "I don't think Sterling cares for me," she said as she pulled on her blouse and began searching for her shoes. "And he certainly wouldn't care for me if you had him fix me breakfast at such an odd hour." She was not the kind of girl that spent nights with strange men, nor was she the kind of girl that slinked out of their homes in the middle of the night.